Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic fare at your local theaters. The big screen adaptation of E.L. James' kinky S&M bestseller, 50 Shades of Grey, finally hits theaters, and the results are a resounding... meh. One of the year's most highly anticipated films isn't bad enough to be campy fun, and is about as erotic as a cold shower. Dakota Johnson's beguiling performance is the only thing this movie's got going for it. Jamie Dornan, as the titular billionaire, however, is as drab as his name. 50 Shades of Grey is 50 Shades of Dull. If you put James Bond on steroids, added over-the-top R-rated comic book violence and modern cynicism, you might come up with something like Kingsman, The Secret Service. Colin Firth plays an agent with a clandestine non-governmental spy organization who recruits a young apprentice, played by newcomer Taron Egerton, to go up against evil megalomaniac Samuel L. Jackson. While it's decadent and ethically questionable, Kingsman is so well-directed and energetic that it becomes a guilty pleasure. Julianne Moore is the odds-on favorite to win an Oscar for her touching performance in Still Alice, the story of a middle-aged woman suffering from early-onset Alzheimer's disease. Moore and the solid supporting cast make what is otherwise a standard Disease of the Week movie into something worth remembering. Timothy Spall is also terrific in Mr. Turner, a biopic about the famous and controversial British landscape painter J.M.W. Turner from the 1800s. While the film is slow-moving and austere, Spall's performance and the lovingly detailed production values make Mr. Turner a must-see for art lovers. Also opening this week, the faith-based film studio PureFlix offers us Old Fashioned, a Christian romance marketed as counter-programming to 50 Shades of Grey. Well, that's it for this edition of Freeze Frame. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI FM.